Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia, the Jags and the Bengals coming up. We'll get to these guys coming up, but the big story of the week for the Jaguars, the left tackle position. A little clarity on Friday afternoon. Kelvin Beachum will start at left tackle. Luke Jokel at left guard against the Bengals. The question, though, for Gus Bradley today, how long will they go at each spot?
15 to 25, you know, somewhere in there. So it might not be where we say, hey, we like the ones to go a certain amount of plays. To me, it's important that they come out of the locker room and get a series. I think there's some truth to that, but it's also the play count. If we have a lot of plays in the first half, that may not happen. So it's more of a play count with him.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start off with the left tackle spot. Kelvin Beachum, finally on the field.
Yeah, he's there, and I think it's important for him to at least play some significant snaps, a few series on Sunday. I don't know if you'll get the whole glass of water on him in that first game because he's still coming off the ACL. He still has a lot to prove on that front, but he's got to get some reps, and he's got to show him if he's the guy or not.
I went and watched a little tape of him in Pittsburgh because I never focused on him. I'll say this. For a guy who looks like a guard, he does play like a tackle. I mean, he kicks that leg out there, and he attacks. He's got that attack mentality, which is one of the reasons why a seventh-round pick can come in and get a big contract like that. He's a guy who has attacked the opportunity, and I'm excited to see him play.
Luke Jokel, left guard. He'll start there against the Bengals Sunday night. Now, if Beachum plays well at left tackle, is it a done deal? Is this thing over?
Well, that's a hard one to be able to pick down because Luke played well at left tackle.
Yes,
there's no doubt. But I think when you look at the big picture, Beachum has really only ever played left tackle, and Jokel's got some reps at guard and played well at guard, and I think it just makes sense if you're going to have your best five on the field that Jokel moves inside and Beachum is there. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, I agree with you that I think that's how it's going to wind up working out because I can't see the other scenario. I'm not sure how fair that is, and guess what? Life's not fair.
Yeah.
And there is a part of me that thinks, is there a temptation to have Luke Jokel stay at left tackle until he proves he can't do it because he was number two overall pick in the draft and has that kind of talent? And I just got to think there's somewhere inside Dave Caldwell that wants that on there. But I think your best five is going to wind up being Beachum and Jokel, meaning Beachum at left tackle and Jokel at left guard. So I don't know if it's fair, but life's not fair.
I'll make a statement that's not fair either. I wish that Luke had that attack mentality, that pit bull mentality that Beachum brings to the locker room and interviews and out on the field. He's just so laid back, which is great. It's nice to talk to him. I enjoy him. But I think if he played like that, maybe we'd see more success from him.
We'll get a little look at that on Sunday night, and the nation will too. Sunday night football, just the latest as part of this preseason hype train for the Jaguars, the first Sunday night game for the Jags on NBC, actually ever. But national writers are pumping up this team right now. Do you buy into all this hype about the Jags?
I buy into it more than I did 3 weeks ago because I think the team's running the ball well, and I think the defense, bare minimum, is going to be better than it was last year. I think those two combinations will give this team a chance to be better. I'm not a 12-win predicting guy right now for this team, but after the Bucs game the other night, for the first time, I thought, I think this team has a legitimate chance and should be above 500. And I think that's the first step to getting out of what it's been in the past.
I'll tell you why I'm buying it. You know, we have a tendency to take the roster from the top down, go 1 to 53. So with cuts coming up next week, I kind of look from the bottom up. And I thought, where would you want to replace, you know, what position, who do you... Man, I couldn't really even find one. I mean, Hayes Pollard has played really well on special teams. You don't need to go find a linebacker, which we've said around here the last couple of years. You don't need to go find a third or a fourth safety or a corner or pass rusher because Chris Smith has come on this week. I think you could stand pat and not really go to the waiver wire unless there was something extraordinary in final cuts. And that, to me, as much as the top-end talent, tells you how far Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley have come in building this roster. So, yeah, I'm buying the hype.
They will not be signing six guys off the waiver wire on the Tuesday after the preseason tryout.
Those days seem to be long gone for now. The Jaguars and the Bengals coming up Sunday night at Everbank. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.